Uh-oh, Wendy's on the walk, on the plane. Oh, they're up there. Look, Mikey up. Tick-tock clock. You see Peter Pan and Captain Hook?
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 262, Riding Peter Pan's Flight. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we jump in the newly renovated queue area and catch a ride on the greatest of all Walt Disney World dark rides. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. I hope everyone is staying safe and staying healthy. I've been seeing empty parks in Walt Disney World online and beginning to wish we'd kept our trip for next week, but it still doesn't seem like the right time for us. Plus, we're really excited that we'll get to do all sorts of the 50th and holiday stuff in December. In the meantime, we'll bide our time and relive great memories safely from our home. Memories like the one we have today. We've taken rides on Peter Pan's Flight, but I don't think we've spent time in the queue like this. The newly renovated and entertaining queue is filled with all these little Easter eggs referencing the movie. This is one of the best queues that I think Imagineering has created, and it's almost worth doing the attraction standby if you can. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks on our trip in September of 2016. If you remember from Memory 261, we just finished riding the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and are looking for our next ride. We've made our way to the other side of Fantasyland, and we'll join the memory as we enter the queue area. The line moves continually, and in no time, we're inside the children's bedroom. We'll follow Tink around the room, find little nods to the movie, and play with the shadows on the wall. The time goes by so quickly, and we're boarding our flying boat and off to Neverland in no time. Then we'll exit the attraction and figure out our next adventure in our extra magic hour evening. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we take advantage of the extra magic hour crowds and quickly board a pirate ship for our flight to Neverland.
I actually kind of wanted to stand in line because they've done some stuff with the queue that is supposed to be really cool and interactive. No, that's pretty neat. But this is designed for kids. Yeah.
Here.
Thank you. Supposed to be all new interesting stuff. We're now going inside their house. Yeah. Second star to the right, and straight on till morning. It's from the movie.
What is that one of those?
Actually, yeah.
Pretty artwork, though. Susie. Second start of the right, straight on till morning.
Over rooftops and spires, Peter and Team soar. Enjoy the darlings, whom Peter adores. In the skies of London, on this calm, sleepy night, Peter glides toward the city from stars shining bright. Because we see it, we come over London like this. Remember, we fly over London?
When we go off with Peter to Neverland. I don't think I've ever even looked for that. I've always seen Big Ben. I never paid attention to London Bridge. I'm sure it is. Oh! There are the darlings having an argument. Jim Deere and Mother? Oh.
Jim Deere would be Lady and the Tramp.
No, that's right. That's Lady and the Tramp. Sorry.
You're thinking about Jim Deere and Darling.
Yes, that's what they're calling each other, Lady and the Tramp.
It even looks like
her. There's Nana. Poor Nana. Look at your shoelaces and your shirt.
Into the darkness. Why is it interesting?
inside their house.
That's probably their dad.
That's their dad.
Their mom is like
bells. Kind of. Oh, who's there on the wall? Oh, we're in the nursery. They're playing with the shadows on the wall. Oh, look out the window. Look out the window. Look, Zeus. Yeah. The bells came down lower. Mikey, look at all the money they got in there. How are people putting money in there? How are people putting money in there? Look, Mikey. Look what they've got in their room. Got a horse. Look, there's their swords and their pirate chest, and he's got a big old flag for his pirate boat. That's their boat.
There's his top hat and his umbrella. And that coat rack back there, do you see it?
He got a pitcher beside his bed to wash his hands after he goes potty. Oh, here's Nana's bowl and house. Oh, look, it's Peter. Hi, Peter. Oh, what's he gonna do? Oh, get the butterflies. John's, I think. Oh, I guess, yeah, the brushes and the bows. Yeah, because she's got the Indian teepees. Oh, look, Tinkerbell's in there.
Oh, she's over here.
Oh, she's in the light. She's standing on top of the phone. She's making the music go.
She's in the box.
Oh, now she's up on the light. In the key. Hey, Trace. Yay. Well, now we're almost there.
Yeah.
You made it.
No.
What? I told you, I'm kind of glad we got it to be in there for a little bit. Thank you. Can you see?
Ooh, she made it go down without touching it. Mikey up. Tick tock clock. You see Peter Pan and Captain Hook? Oh, they're all down and Peter's win. So where's Captain Hook? Oh, there's Mr. Smee.
Help me, Mr. Smee, help me.
That was fun, huh? Did you see her sprinkle her wand over top of your... Even though it was different?
Yeah.
Should we go see what the Seven Dwarfs mine train looks like? Yep. Yep.
That's all the directions for.
To the right.
To the right?
Yeah. Technically, it's behind this wall on your right, but the entrance is on this side.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or a show that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.